Amen. Nothing our God can't do. Do you believe that? You believe that, church? Whatever you're going through right now, there's nothing that God can't do. Please be seated. Thank you for your grace for my meandering as I came across. We are a grace-filled church, so thank you for that. You know, the Bible is a lamp unto our feet. It is the Word of God that will lead us from the darkness to the light. And so we're going to hear from the Word of God in just a moment. We're going to have some friends from Abide Network join us. But before we do that, as the kids leave with Mr. Garrett, will you pray with me, please? Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you that we can gather, Lord. We can gather online. We can gather in person. And, Lord, we know that your Spirit is here. It is in living rooms. It is on phones, computers, tablets. Lord, we are connected by you. Father, I pray that as we come forth today, you would reveal your will, Lord, your heart, your spirit would fall fresh upon this place, that, Lord, we would know your truth, but it wouldn't stop there, that we would live your truth, that we would share your truth, that we would do your truth. Father, I thank you for the men that you have called to speak today, and, Lord, I ask that your spirit would fall fresh upon them, and, Lord, I pray that you would light a fire, Lord, in each of our hearts that would burn for you. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, amen. Well, we are really excited today to have our friends from Abide Network join us. As you know, we've had a great partnership with Abide Network for years, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that partnership is going to look like going forward, particularly as it relates to Christmas. So this is going to be a little bit of a different time today. But I also wanted to remind us of what our theme was for 2020. It seems like it's COVID. That seems like the theme. That was not our theme for COVID. I want to read you our theme. Our theme is from 1 Corinthians 9, and it says this. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself may not be disqualified from the prize. Our theme for this year was to get in the game. COVID has put a damper on that a little bit, but we've continued to get in the game. We've continued to have Friday night flicks. We continue to have our trunk or treat yesterday with great success. And today we're here to kick off, believe it or not, our Christmas campaign. I know it seems crazy that yesterday was Halloween, but we're in November and we know it all just starts picking up momentum. And so we wanted to share with you today our Christmas theme. And our theme for this Christmas is Christmas courage. We need to have a lot of courage this year. And so it's Christmas courage this year, the courage to hope, the courage to believe, the courage to trust, the courage to share, and the courage to have humility. And part of that theme this year is going to be partnering with the Abide Network. We're going to be partnering with them on the Christmas store. We're also going to be going Christmas caroling at retirement homes this year. So we're very, very excited about that. So I wanted to invite our friends from Abide, if they would come on up right now. And if you guys could give them a Three Timbers welcome, I would appreciate that. Come on up, guys. And I just want to thank Abide Network for coordinating. You know, these guys all have different places that they could be on Sunday, but they're here and they're with us, and we're grateful. So, guys, I just wanted you maybe just to introduce yourself and share kind of what your role is with the Abide Network.
Yeah, so my name is Alonzo Lopez. I am the neighborhood lead for Abide Omaha. I deal specifically in neighborhood revitalization and all of the beautification projects, including Lighthouse Leaders and school adoption and community partners as well. So,
hey, well, it's a pleasure to be here. My name is Chancey Sims, and I am like the youth director for Abide, so I control most of the youth programs that we use as tools to transform the lives of young people.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning. My name is Tyrese, and I am a little bit of everything at Abide. No, but I'm transitioning into church partnership, but my current role was the volunteer coordinator position and a lot of maintenance work. So now the transition is happening, so look forward to doing a lot of partnerships.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had a lot of great partnerships with Abide. This, even during the pandemic, we were a partner with the drive-through block party over the summer, where we supplied the meals and the volunteers as people would drive through and we would load up their cars with foods and give hamburgers and hot dogs. Yeah. And so we continue to try to find partnerships. The Christmas store is something that we did last year, where all of you were incredibly gracious and generous and brought in toys, and then we went down and we helped families buy toys. So what we bought for $20 maybe was sold for $2. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to wrap those presents and be a part of the Abide ministry of giving people hope that they would know that they matter and that Jesus loves them. And so we're gonna kind of do that. But what we wanted to talk a little bit about today is kind of how we get in the game and let's finish strong. Yeah. Well, we've only got a couple of months left of 2020. Praise God. Amen on that. Like, let's get to 2021. But one of the things we wanted to talk a little bit about is how God kind of moved in your heart to help you get in the game to be a Christ follower. Right. Because before you can get in the game and help others, you really need to have God kind of move in your heart. And I know that there's different stories. So if one of you guys wanted maybe just to share a little bit how God kind of helped you get in the game.
Sure. I'll start off with that one. for me, it started very young when I was in about third grade. Ironically, it started with a Christmas story. I just remember that my mom, she was a single mom. She didn't have much money. We weren't that well off. And I just remember waking up on Christmas and seeing a bunch of presents that she was able to purchase for us. And I was just blown away and kind of astonished because I knew her situation. Even though I was a young kid, about 8 or 9, I kind of understood that she didn't have much. So I remember going to her and asking her, like, Mom, how are you able to do this? Like, this is amazing. And I remember she just gave me a one-word answer. She just said it was God. And I was like, who is this God that we can call on and he can, you know, do some of these amazing things? So that started really young, and I remember just praying just throughout my life and God just showing up in different areas of my life. So I was like, wow, this is cool. I felt like I found the treasure, as they say. But what really got me was at the end of 2011, you know, you go through phases with God. And so I just remember that when I was young, I kind of did whatever I wanted to do, went where I was, just basically just did what I wanted. But at the end of 2011, I remember God talking to me and saying, hey, you need to make a decision. Are you going to be on the world side, or are you going to be on my side? But you're not going to play this in between. I'll spew you out of my mouth and hot or cold. And I remember just saying, okay, God, and just surrendering. And that started me on my journey of really finding out what it meant to follow Christ and serve Christ.
Right. So good.
That's for me, at least.
Yeah. I can go ahead and go next. For me, it was, so I'm not originally from Omaha or kind of the Omaha metro area. I'm actually from Scotts Bluff, which is like 8 hours west from here, rural small town, small community. Came out here for school, met the Lord when I was probably in high school, and it was just through consistent discipleship from older people, speaking into me, calling me higher, showing me leadership principles. And just still helping me cultivate my spiritual walk with Jesus. I came out to school here and really just excited. I was called to go into ministry, pursue God, help people experience the love of Jesus. And it was through a mentor that I met at the school. I don't know if you guys know who Myron Pierce is. Myron Pierce actually mentored me for about a year in his church. And at that moment is really when I really began to my heart began to develop a passion for the inner city specifically, and working with the marginalized in our societies. And so from that moment on, just continuing to learn more. And it was definitely a culture shock. I mean, Scotts Bluff's town of 20,000 people, super, super small. And so experiencing something like that was super kind of uncomfortable. But it was through this uncomfort that God really began to mold my heart and really began to put passions in myself. And so we always say at Abide, proximity, 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 proximity. And getting near to the people that are broken, getting near to the people that are hurting. And I really got to have a full year immersed in that. And in that moment, I knew this is where the Lord wanted me to go. This is where God wanted me to be. And now I'm living in the community, in the lighthouse, and actually working for Abide. And so just seeing the things that the Lord did by just me simply being obedient and going to where he's called me to go, but then also going to the places where Jesus would go. So yeah, a little bit of just about my, yep.
Yeah, great. Yeah, for me, it looks a little bit different. How many of you guys love your wives? Well, when your wife walks out on you, you probably want to get in the game, right? That's what happened to me. It was that time when she finally got enough of my mess, because I was a part of the problem in North Omaha. But I'm from Kansas City, so it carried from Kansas City to North Omaha, where all I did was run the streets with drug dealers, drug users, prostitutes, you name it, that's what I did. That was my life. My wife was telling me, hey, you know what? You need to know who Jesus is. And I'm faking it all day long. Yeah, you know, reading my scriptures, doing what I need to do to make her happy. But then behind her back, I got hidden motives. I'm going down to the dope house on Ames Street, staying out for 3 or 4 days. And it was when she finally made a decision to go to church, talk to Josh, and tell him, look, my husband ain't right. What happens? Josh comes knocking on my door. Boom, 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 boom. Man, what you doing here? Yeah, I know what you've been up to. So he comes in and he gives me the hard truth. After this long talk, I finally decided to say, you know what? It's time for me to surrender. It's time for me to really start being a little more self-sacrificial, humble myself enough to come along and learn something from somebody else who knows what it looks like to get in the game. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I did.
In each of these stories, what you hear is you hear courage. You hear the courage to surrender to Jesus, the courage to say, I can't do this by myself, the courage to follow Jesus, the courage to believe in Jesus, the courage to say, I can't do it without you, Jesus.
Right.
And so that's what we're talking about getting in the game, is having the courage to kind of say, Lord, it's you. Mm-hmm. It's not me, it's you. And
that's good.
And when you get a group of people that all surrender to Jesus and all say, Lord, it's from you and it's for you, well, then you form this powerful network. And that's what Abide is. And so the second thing I wanted to kind of get you guys to talk about is when you get like-minded people together who have submitted to Jesus and have the courage to live for Jesus, how is Abide Network impacting the community through each of your different experiences and ministries?
Yeah, I mean, tremendously. And I know all of us have stories that we can share for days. Even you guys came for CityServe. You guys actually came to the lighthouse that I actually live in. And help kind of impact that neighborhood. And to this day, people are still asking me, hey, when are you guys going to do that again? So your impact that you guys made in that community, in that neighborhood, is still lasting to this day. So just think about that for a second. But multiple facets. So I'm the neighborhood lead for Abide, so I kind of work specifically in the neighborhoods. And so that kind of looks all over the place, specifically with lighthouse leaders. And so as you guys know who maybe came for this CityServe event, what a lighthouse leader is, or what a lighthouse especially is what we'll do is we will purchase and refurbish an old home in the community. And then we will move in a leader in that home, and they will act as a light in that community. And so what Abide does is we come behind and support them in resources, in training, and also community amongst other lighthouse leaders, and really get strategic on how this specific home kind of acts like its own missionary on that block. And it's really simple, it's very practical, by just simply listening to the neighbors, loving on the neighbors, doing really practical things on how they can make an impact. And so that's happening every single day. I mean, even this weekend, there were 3 neighborhood events going on all around North Omaha that we were coming behind our lighthouse leaders and really providing them resources. And so in that in itself is making an impact and really changing lives by just simply having a fall party, or by simply putting a hoop in front of the yard, rather than come to this area where a lighthouse leader is trained to set culture, to love on these youth, to love on the parents, then going out doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And so that's kind of happening on a daily basis, to be honest. And then also we're working on school adoption and really partnering with the schools in North Omaha, seeing how we can add capacity to what you guys are already doing. How can we come support you? How can we partner? And then getting them plugged into some of the activities that we're doing that Chancey's leading. And then on top of that, we're also just connecting with other organizations in North Omaha. And so really helping them out, really seeing how we can collab and how we can truly come together to make the most impact. And so there's tremendous things happening in the neighborhoods, in the community, and what we're really doing is coming in and really setting culture for the neighborhood and reshifting this mindset that has been so instilled into our youth, into our adults. And I know Chansey and Tyrese can speak a little bit more onto that, but we have stories for days, and even Tyrese is a Lighthouse leader himself, and maybe he can share a little bit about kind of what he's even doing with his basketball team and just some stories by that. But consistent stories of a Lighthouse leader impacting a youth, impacting a parent, it's been tremendous stuff.
I'll just say one thing before I give it to Tyrese, is that what you're doing when you partner with us is you're providing hope for these hopeless kids.
Right.
A lot of them come from broken families. A lot of them don't have much. And so when you come out and you are showing the love of Christ, and just by doing small tasks, Jeff Ryan came down and he helped coach some basketball camp. And just his interactions with the kids, encouraging them, they miss a shot, hey, you're gonna make the next one. And just being that love and that light just goes a long way. And it can be from the smallest of just asking them how their day is going, or just supporting them in some type of youth activity.
Right.
But it's making a huge impact because they're able to see the church should lead the way when it comes to love. And when you partner with us, it's just showing that there's hope. There's light, there's love in such a dark world, in such a dark climate that we're in this country right now.
And just to even add on to that, something that's super amazing, and what we have a very holistic approach on how we do things in the community. I mean, you think about it, we have a house, a leader living amongst the youth in that community, amongst the parents, amongst the people in there. And what those Lighthouse leaders are able to do is provide resources for what Chance is leading, the basketball, our mentoring programs, and other things that we have on our campus. How many of you guys been to our Better Together campus? Yeah, we see some hands out there for sure. And so you see that's kind of acting as a community hub. And so these Lighthouse leaders are in the neighborhoods, on the ground, connecting, loving, hearing stories, and sharing with us things that they're hearing themselves on how we can, you know, pivot on what we need to add resources to as well. And then once a Lighthouse leader makes a connection with a youth or a family, they're going to actually try to point them. And we provide, you know, flyers and other ways on how we can. We have a van line, but we actually try to get a Lighthouse leader to get their youth or parents connected to some of the services that we have at our Better Together campus. And then that's where Chansey comes in. I don't know if you want to share a little bit about kind of the programs that you're leading, but that really is this amazing holistic approach. And then once they get in the program, then Chansey takes over and he does his magic.
It's not me, it's Jesus.
Right, just Jesus, yeah, for sure. Jesus.
I wouldn't take too much credit for it. But they can get involved in basketball. We have a mentorship program called Game Changer Academy, where we're helping them really develop their leadership skills, understand that they have purpose, develop passion for Jesus, and then find out what they are meant to do, what God has destined them to do. And so that leads into a transformation over time as we're constantly showing them different experiences, teaching them different things.
It's awesome.
Yeah, powerful, very impactful. Abide, doing great things right now. We're in a season where nothing's normal, and we're trying to find new ways to engage, keep our youth engaged. So for me as a Lighthouse leader, about 6 months ago, I was just out shooting hoops, and I picked up about 12 kids that's off the streets, never played organized basketball, and just started practicing on the concrete. And so I said, you know what? What if this developed into a relationship, a long-lasting relationship, where we could start to build leaders on the inside? Because before I met them, I see them every day, cussing, just, it's mind-blowing. There was no Jesus present, let's put it like that. Uh-huh. So I started engaging in basketball. Then I started to have this center circle talk. And in the center circle, they would come and unfold. They would say, you know what, my house is not normal. I'm going through things that a 12-year-old shouldn't go through. So then I said, you know what if we incorporated teen night? And now, can I tell you, we played our first official basketball game, organized basketball, yesterday at the YMCA. That's something worth shouting about.
Yeah.
That's something worth shouting about. And here's the greatest thing, though. We didn't win, but they left the court thinking that they were winners because they made it that far.
Right.
And I was so impressed. There was not a head hanging down. Their leadership was from the inside. Like, you know what? We gave 110%, coach. We might not have won, but we feel like winners. Mm. Now, where does that happen at? Only through partnerships.
Right.
See, partnerships allow us to display new models of the gospel, to reach different people. It brings us together, but it lets others know that we're all one body.
Right.
For the same mission.
Yeah. So good.
You know, the other theme that you hear in all of these stories is presence.
Yep.
You know, the ministry of presence, the most powerful ministry there is and the most underutilized ministry there is. Just being present for somebody in a lighthouse, in a basketball court, in a neighborhood, that people see you and that you talk to them and you ask them how they're doing. The ministry of presence is something that everybody can be a part of.
Right.
And when like-minded people say, I'm going to have the courage to be present, it will change everything. Mm. That's one of the reasons you hear this game changers. Game changers have presence in their community. Game changers have the courage to live out the gospel.
Yeah.
And so we've heard about how each of these men were changed by the gospel. We see how each of these men have come together with others in a Abide network to get in the game. The other question I want to ask and have you guys kind of expand on a little bit is, how can we as a church partner with Abide and get in the game, specifically as we talk about the Christmas story this year?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's multiple. So the Christmas tour is happening this year. We're super excited about it. Obviously, it's going to look a little bit different with COVID and things as well. But really, what we want to offer is a free Christmas tour for our community. As we know, that COVID has impacted North Omaha tremendously in a very negative way. And so we're coming together, setting up kind of, how many of you guys been a part of our Christmas tour in the past at all? Yeah, so hands all over the place. So you guys kind of have an idea of what it looks like. In the gym, kind of having people volunteer. And so really there's three ways you guys can get involved. Financially, and then donate your time at the time of the event. And so we actually have posters back here that are gonna have some information and links on how you can sign up, you can volunteer. There's multiple ways to volunteer. You could volunteer to kind of help a family shop around, kind of be an elf, we like to call them, and shop around and pick things up. But really setting culture for the families that come in and really help cultivate, just a fun time for our families. A second way is helping us set up. I mean, it's a huge event. We're talking lots and lots of people coming in, getting connected, trying to pick up some things and wrap some gifts for their kids where maybe they couldn't afford previously. And so there's the setup team, and then there's also other ways you can get involved, from simply food to all kinds of things. Obviously with COVID, it's gonna look, again, a little bit different. Everyone's gonna be having a mask on. So just trying to work around that. But then also, you guys can get involved financially. We believe that $50 will sponsor a student. And so there's actually a QR code on these posters, and you can scan them, and it'll take you to either kind of a way you can kind of give financially, or there's an Amazon list that we've kind of compiled from just connecting with youth in the community on what they want for Christmas. And so you can give and kind of pick things out that way as well. So just a kind of fundamental, more practical way on how you guys can get involved.
And what we're really excited about is everybody's experiencing COVID, and there's a different comfort level for everybody. And so with this financial opportunity, if you sponsor a child, it will take care of three gifts, it'll take care of a meal, it'll take care of a pathway forward into an athletic opportunity. So a real opportunity here. So if you're comfortable to go buy a gift, that's great. Buy a new gift. We'll have the box here. We'll have it at the office. You can drop that off up until the very first week of December. If you're like, I'm not comfortable, you can use this QR code, and you could go on and you can make a donation as well. But we have an opportunity to make a huge impact. And then also you can come down. Everything will be social distanced, and we'll have masks, and everybody will be safe. If you're comfortable and you want to come down with the family and just help them shop or wrap, you can do that. So there's multiple kind of entry points that you can have. And I was wondering, too, if you could talk about why it's so important for churches to partner to get in the game, especially this time of the year with COVID, why that makes a difference.
Great question. It makes such a big difference because it expands the gospel. It shed light on people who don't know what it looks like for Christians to get in the game. There's such a culture-based bias that it's good for us. We stand up for ourselves. We live by our own rights. But our job is to get in the game so that we can help others come to know Christ. And what better way to get in the game than partnership? There's no better way. Because it, like I said before, it gives the others the opportunity to say, you know what? And I'm interested. And this is different. And then that's when we can step in and God can just move us into exactly where He wants to place us in their lives.
But even when you think of our values that abide better together, and this idea of unity shouldn't really be an idea, but more or less a reality that the church maybe hasn't really embodied as much. And so seeing Three Timbers and other churches collaborate is so amazing because it really sets power in unity. And when people come together and collab, lives begin to change for the gospel. But then also I believe that it really demonstrates even to non-Christians how powerful the church really can be and what it has and the capacity and the potential it has for the world when all the churches come together. And again, our value is better together, one of our values. And it's more than just, I mean, it's a value, but it's something that we practically pursue and practically believe in.
And I just think that it just empowers the mission. We can help more people when we come together.
Right.
I mean, when we combine our resources and we're able to help an area that's just really impoverished and really struggling, and we can just do more. I also think, to Jeff Ryan's point about presence, is it just provides more diversity of what the church looks like.
Right.
It doesn't have to look a certain way, doesn't have to be a certain demographic. When we all can come together and people can experience in that community, can experience the love of God from many different cultures and many different faces, it just breaks down those barriers that it just seems like are being put up
in the
climate that we have in this country right now. Mm. So. I think the church should lead the way.
Yes.
I think we should be the leaders and show the world what it's like to really love people and come together
right. And
be a force together.
You know, that's just so well said. When we come together, it's amazing what the power of the church can do and our partnership with Abide and what we want to do this year and what we feel God has called us to. We hope that you will prayerfully consider saying, what is my role to get in the game? How can I finish 2020 strong? And we're going to start 2021 in a great way. And I think this partnership would be a fantastic way. So I want to get you out of here on this last question, and I'll have our worship team come back up. But could you just share real quickly how you've seen God working, you know, through all of this and through having the courage to get in the game? How you've seen other people's lives change by being involved?
Came to our campus straight out of the military, just kind of didn't know what to do with his life at all. And just struggling, trying to find connection and community. And so he just said, hey, I have a lot of free time, so I'm going to come and volunteer for Abide. It was over this past summer. You guys actually been to our food distribution. And so he was there every Monday volunteering. Him and I were leading it out, kind of setting things up and getting it going. But it was through just him being consistent and him being plugged into, just being partnered, that he began to really feel loved. And we really did love him. And we also acknowledged that he belonged here. And we acknowledged the amazing work that he was doing. And through that, just getting connected to other partnerships on our campus, Bridge Church, and also getting connected to more of our staff at Abide, and him just being a consistent volunteer really led to him finding community that he was looking for. And then even this past summer, he actually got connected, is getting mentored, and he was actually baptized even in this past summer. And so we're just seeing, just by simply stepping in and getting involved in a game, led to just a transformation. Now he's an intern at the church, and now he's really getting discipled and really getting mentored and learning how to get into the game, how to really lead practically. And that simply was by just him coming to the campus and helping us set up things. Power in just the simple things. and they really mean a lot. So,
I'm relatively new to Abide. I've only been in my position for about 2 months, but I've just seen just God move in and do some powerful things. It's amazing what the outcomes can be when we just trust God and we follow the instruction and just go. We might not understand what we're gonna do when we get there. We might not have all the answers, but if we just go, God does the rest. I've seen crime reduction. I've seen young guys who were really in the streets doing some really bad things, turn their lives around and want to become leaders because they're leaders in the streets, right? Using their influence in a negative way. I've seen some of them come around and start using it in a positive way and become leaders for the communities and like the groups that we have that come to church. I've seen mothers who have come to me just in shambles and tears and us just pray together and us just talk about faith. I've heard stories come back to me. One in particular recently, a mom was in shambles, she didn't have any money. We don't just have cash to just give everyone. And I was just telling her, like, look, nobody's broke. We all have the capability to have faith. Have you really called on God and used your faith? She called me back a week later. Within a week, 2 job offers. One job she had full time that worked around her kid's school schedule. She's a single mother, so it's hard for her to find babysitters and things throughout the day. So one worked around her school schedule. The other one gave her, she was able to make her own schedule so she can go in 5 hours a week or she can go in 10 hours a week, but it's all just additional income to the primary job she has. Within a week that happened for her. And I was just like, look at God. I was like, why do you think that occurred? She was like, I used my faith. And then she ended up getting a big check in the mail. And it was interesting because she went from asking me for help, and then she told me that she had a friend pass away, unfortunately, but she was able to offer that family help, financial assistance. I was like, how do you go from needing money, now you're the blessing, and you're offering money to another family that's in need? That's the God we serve.
Right. Yeah, for me, I look at my own life. I mean, what you're looking at today is the complete transformation of what used to be a complete wreck, a complete mess. And because of God, because of the gospel, because of Abide, because of people coming alongside of me saying, you know what, there's purpose for you. Now that's my top priority.
Right.
I'm running the race to win. I've got goals in mind, but it's not just for myself. Right. It's not for me. It's for those around me. And that's what I'm here for.
That's good.
Powerful stories from those who got in the game. We have an opportunity to have a presence in our community. We have an opportunity to show courage. And when we do that, lives will be changed.
Yeah,
can we thank our friends from Abide for their wisdom today? Thank you, God.